I'm Eric Whitney. The Thompson Fire in Southwest Glacier National Park only started Sunday, but it quickly blew up to eclipse the other big fire that's been burning in the park since July 21st. The latest estimate is that the Thompson Fire has burned at least 11,400 acres. Corin Cates Carney has this report on fire's role in creating habitat in Glacier National Park.
This summer's fire season in Glacier National Park is the biggest since 2006, when the Red Eagle Fire burned 34,000 acres in the east part of Glacier. Ted Pettis is a lifelong forester and an information officer for the Type 3 management team fighting the Thompson Fire in the south-central region of the park. Pettis says when parts of the park burn, it allows for the larger habitat resource to stay healthy.
Fires burn in mosaics. And what I mean by that is this 11,000 acres sounds like, 11,000 acres of devastation. Well, when the smoke clears and you can actually see some photos, you're going to see huge patches of green timber that haven't even been touched. Like 10 feet away, you might have a total patch of gray ash that there's just stubs left.
Pettis says fire isn't all devastation. And just because the way Glacier looks in photos changes after a fire doesn't mean the land is destroyed.
Well, it definitely changes the habitat, and something that maybe was good wolverine habitat is now good lynx habitat, and vice versa. These things are dynamic, and just because you got a piece of old growth here that is perfect for pine marten, for an example, doesn't mean that that same piece of habitat isn't going to be 20 miles away, 10 years from now.
Animals in the park are mobile. So when one place burns, there are plenty of other places in the million-acre park for them to live. And it's rare for animals to get caught in a fire.
And as long as these fires burn in mosaics, like I've witnessed on a number of occasions and all across the western U.S., that habitat's going to move around, but there's always going to be a place for everybody.
Glacier Park spokesperson Katie Liming says the land is pretty good at coming back after fires. But when the fire is big enough, the park sometimes brings in what's known as a burned area emergency response team. One of those teams is currently working in the Reynolds Creek Fire area.
And they come in, they bring GIS specialists, they bring in hydrologists, and they also bring in resources that can help us assess any damage that is done to the habitat. Nature for the most part resets itself, but sometimes we do have to go back and see if we can help nature out a little bit.
That help includes looking at soil erosion and making sure native, not invasive plants grow back in the burned landscape. Here's Ted Pettis again.
Fire is a natural occurrence in the ecosystem, just like gravity, just like the wind blows, everything else. So, it's a natural part that we can't change. We have to deal with it.
It's too soon to tell how exactly habitats in Glacier Park have changed because of the fires this season. But both Liming and Pettis say that change will be an important part of what defines Glacier. The Glacier National Park website describes it as one of the most intact natural ecosystems in the lower 48 states. And says fire played a dominant role in creating the landscape's biological diversity. Without fire, Glacier Park's character would forever be altered. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.